Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Captain America Minute, where we examine the 2011 Joe Johnston-directed feature, Captain America, the First Avenger, at the rate of 1 minute of screen time per episode. I'm one of your hosts just a few miles from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. This is Jim O'Kane of TVDads.com.
And I'm Hal Bryan, an airplane nerd from the home of the Experimental Aircraft Association here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
And our other co-host, Brian Fees, is on assignment today. So we're just doing this. We're not flying solo, but I've got a great co-pilot in Hal. But Hal, we've got a great guest today. Susan Habis from the Wilmington Arts Center, which is also the Hannah Block Historic USO Building. So we're going to talk a bit about the USO, and we're going to talk about what effect the USO had on the city of Wilmington, North Carolina. Susan, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
Well, this is great. Wow. Well, Hal, why don't you catch us up on what's going on in Minute 52?
All right. Here we go with Minute 52, and I apologize in advance for the fake yelling. All right. In a muddy field in Italy, Steve Rogers, clad in his Captain America costume, stands awkwardly on the makeshift USO stage, holding his shield. He forces enthusiasm into his voice. Okay, I need a volunteer. A soldier shouts sarcastically, I already volunteered. How do you think I got here? The crowd erupts in derisive laughter, the sound echoing across the rain-soaked camp. Another soldier shouts from the back, bring back the girls. The troops cheer wildly, their applause thunderous. Steve shifts, trying to regain control. I think they only know the one song, but I'll see what I can do. You do that, sweetheart, a third soldier calls, eliciting more laughs. A fourth soldier piles on. Nice boots, Tinkerbell. Steve raises his hands, his expression earnest. Come on, guys, we're all on the same team here. Hey, Captain, sign this, a fifth soldier yells, dropping his pants to moon Steve. The crowd roars with approval, tomatoes sailing through the air, splattering against Steve's raised shield. Bring back the girls, they chant. Steve retreats backstage as the chorus girls return to the stage, their smiles plastered on despite the chaos. A piano tinkles the opening notes of the Star-Spangled Man. The stage manager claps Steve on the shoulder. Don't worry, pal. They're warm up to you. Don't worry. The scene cuts to Steve sitting alone on a crate under a tent in the pouring rain, his notepad open as he draws a sketch of a monkey dressed in the Captain America costume.
Wow. End scene.
That was a scene. Yes, there we are.
great job, Hal. And I think you could probably go to the Community Arts Center in Wilmington. Susan, tell us about how you work. I'm not sure what your title is. You are director of the Community Arts Center. Is that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm the executive director of Thalian Association Community Theater. We are the oldest community theater group still performing in the United States. We were founded in 1788.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And
that's kind of incredible. You didn't know you were going to get this extra bag.
No, this is, wow. Very nice. Wow.
Yes. So we started managing this wonderful cultural building for the city of Wilmington, North Carolina in 1994. So this building opened in, coincidentally, December 1941. Oh, wow. It was already obviously well under construction at the time of the Pearl Harbor attack, but it opened in December 1941 as a USO. It continued as a USO throughout World War II, and then the city of Wilmington bought it after the war originally for the Department of Parks and Recreation, and it just kind of organically morphed into a community arts center, and it was completely renovated in 2008 and named for a very special woman in our history, Hannah Block. So it's now the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center.
From what I understand, Hannah Block was a key person with the USO. Is that right?
Well, she really wasn't with the USO. She was a Wilmington citizen who used to be a cabaret performer in New York City, and she married a man from Wilmington and moved here. So with all of this entertainment experience, she decided that no one else could get in to the USO and run the entertainment but her. So that's what she did. So every weekend, she arranged all the entertainment. She even played the piano and sang. And she organized groups of young ladies to act as hostesses for the get ready, we need a drum roll, 63,000 servicemen who went through that building
Oh,
every month
holy
during
smokes.
World War II. And
Oh
to put
my
that into
gosh.
context, we're as busy as we can be today, and we have 63,000 people a year.
Wow.
My
Wow.
gosh, 63,000 a month. That's just
Amazing. The building was open seven
golly.
days, 24 hours a day, and it was run by four volunteer associations. So it's just, if people would bunk there, all the basements were filled with bunk beds. It just has an amazing legacy.
Now, Susan, can you, for our listeners, just describe briefly what's the overall, or what was the overall mission and role of the USO in that time frame?
To provide entertainment and the servicemen and sustenance, emotional, physical sustenance. The servicemen called our particular USO building Home Away From Home.
Oh, wow.
And it's located on the corner of Second and Orange Street. So we actually, the name of our documentary film that was made in 2017 about the building is Our Home Away From Home, the USO at Second and Orange. So that is what it was known for. Of course, you both know, everyone knows the USO was synonymous with serving free coffee and donuts
Absolutely.
and 5 cent sodas. 5 cent sodas.
Oh
Wow.
my
Um,
gosh. I know, and I mean, where you're at in Wilmington, it was kind of a nexus for so many military personnel being funneled into Europe and then into the Pacific. The amount of military people that know Wilmington as part of their World War II experience, it must be in the hundreds of thousands.
It is overwhelming. Wilmington was very important to the overall American efforts in World War II. After Pearl Harbor and the catastrophic loss there, we were building Liberty ships in Wilmington, North Carolina. And a lot of the ships built during the war came out of our Cape Fear and Brunswick rivers. So because of that, and because of all the efforts to preserve World War II history in modern times, Wilmington, North Carolina was named America's first World War II Heritage City in 2000 by President Trump.
Wow. It's
Yeah, so Wilmington has an illustrious, and in our lobby has been restored to its 1943 appearance and is an active World War II museum dedicated to the 248 New Hanover County residents who lost their lives during the war.
Wow, an amazing history in that town. I mean, and not only from the World War II history, but what you were saying about your own family and group of being there for more than 200 years of entertaining. I mean, your town is seems like a respite from the struggles of the world. I mean, when you think about everything that's gone on in this history, you're quite an entertainment oasis is the only way I could think of describing it.
We have an amazing cultural scene. As a matter of fact, just last weekend, we did 1776, the musical, in
Oh,
honor of
wonderful.
America 250 on main stage, Thalian Hall, which we built with the city of Wilmington in 1855 to 58, and it was named for us. So it's the historic presence in Wilmington from the arts. And Wilmington was founded itself, the city, in 1739, I think. So we're a very historic city in so many different ways. So you came to the right place to do your podcast, right?
Definitely,
Really did.
definitely. And I can tell you, as someone who played Caesar Rodney back during the bicentennial year of 1776, I appreciate your choice of place to put on.
Right? Yeah, we couldn't resist doing it. Our history connection was too much, so we felt we had to do it. We
Oh, that's
loved it.
awesome.
It was great.
Susan, very quickly, in 12 years, if my math is right, it usually is not. You'll be looking at 250 years for the theater group. Do you have anything special on the horizon yet for that? I know it's a ways away.
It is a ways away, not yet. I was here for our 225th anniversary, and we had an entire year of events.
Oh,
So at the
wow.
beginning, because nobody knows the exact day that Thalian Association was founded, so we celebrated for 12 months. So the city of Wilmington proclaimed it to be the year of failure. And so I would anticipate they would do that again when we hit 250. And every single month we did special productions or events or parties. And obviously we manage this wonderful building for the city of Wilmington. So we do a lot there. We do a lot to preserve our history. We're constant every year we do USO shows. This year the building will be turning 85, so we're doing a big band concert. We've always got a little something going on.
It sure sounds like it.
You're tickling Hal's heart. He is a
I was going to say, I've got so big bands and history and theater. What time can I be there? I'm ready to go.
Hey, mark your calendar for Saturday, December 5th. That's when the big band concert's going to be. And every year we do a Pearl Harbor commemoration.
Oh,
You know, you
gosh.
could come down just about any time and we'd find something for you to do.
Well, I
That's
am just
great.
up the road for you all, so save me a spot. I'll be down in
Yes,
December for
indeed.
sure.
Hey, walk. That's amazing.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Go ahead, Al. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Now, Susan, did I hear you correctly? In the list of all the events that are going on, you do still have USO related events at that
We
building?
do. Well, we create them. We produce the shows, but
Right.
it's a nod to the USO shows that
Okay.
happened back during the day, and all of our fail we have some of our regular Thalian performers that do the show, and we always do it every Veterans Day weekend because we want to honor our veterans, and we
Hear,
partner with the
hear.
Veterans Day Parade. Southeast North Carolina has a huge Veterans Day Parade, so we partner with them.
That's great. One other thing, just coming back to the film itself for just a second. Have you seen the entire movie by chance?
I have.
Okay. So, how do you feel the, what do you think of the job that they did in capturing with the girls and the costumes and the songs and things? What do you, what's your take on how good of a job they did in capturing the essence of those classic USO shows from the 40s?
Absolutely superlative. Spot on. Absolutely spot on. You walk into our lobby, you see we've got a mannequin, a USO, we call her the USO girl. And she is in clothing that looks very much like the costumes they had of the female performers there. So I think that they just did. I love the Captain America movies.
Oh,
Great
that's great.
job.
That's great to hear. And it's not surprising. Or, you know, Joe Johnston, the director, is has such a sterling reputation for his love letters to history and the accuracy and everything else. But it's nice to reinforce one more aspect of that.
I just want to know the only question I have in this minute that I really don't understand is where do the soldiers keep all those tomatoes that they just happen to bring to
Yes,
the it's just
exactly.
you know, you see.
Where do they get the
Yeah,
tomatoes?
exactly.
Right.
I mean, I guess it's Italy, so there might be some, you know, some tomato growing, but it was just kind of odd to throw fresh fruit at the
Right.
captain.
You almost expect to see somebody else running around and then scooping them back up and hoarding them
Yeah.
because, you know, fresh fruit wasn't exactly you know, something they had in surplus, you know, when they were deployed in the field. Although, as you said, Italy tomatoes, there's at least a good chance there'd be some around.
Oh,
What a
that sounds
waste.
like one of those accuracy checking questions for the director.
Yeah, we'll have to pass that on to Joe. It's like, Joe, where'd the tomatoes come from? And I guess they were out of bok choy or celery sticks to
Yes.
throw or something.
And now we'll know what it's like to hear Joe hang up on us. It'll be perfect.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, what do you have? I mean, as we're recording this, we'll be hearing this at the end of March. What shows do you have planned for the spring and summer of 26?
Oh my goodness, we are so excited. So, main stage, Thalian Hall, we are doing The Wizard of Oz. Have you heard of
Oh,
the Azalea Festival, the
yes, of
North
course.
Carolina Azalea
Yes.
Festival? So, The Wizard of Oz is an associated event of the North Carolina Azalea Festival, and our costume character is going to ride on a float in the parade. So, it's going to be a big, big family event. And then our season's going to close in May with one of the most beloved big American Broadway musicals, Hello, Dolly.
Oh,
Oh,
wow.
my gosh. Wow.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. Wow.
I was
And
in the
our huge.
non-musical version of that in high school, The Matchmaker,
Yes, The Matchmaker,
but
awesome.
without the great songs.
And our youth theater is housed at the Community Arts Center. That's the home of our youth theater programming. And we're going to close youth theater in May with Disney's Newsies.
Oh, Newsies,
Oh,
my
Newsies,
wife's favorite
fantastic.
play. So, oh, very excited. Oh, we'll probably be renting a renting a town home there
I was
for the
going to
rest of the
say,
year. I think my wife is going to be, let's go now.
Susan, let's talk about the real estate market near you for a moment, shall we? It sounds like you and I both need at least
Well, I don't really know that much about the real estate market, but I could connect you with some realtors. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, that is awesome. Some basic questions. What are your hours for the museum and the art center?
Well, the general hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday and Friday and Saturday, we're open from 9 until 5, and we're open after hours by request. It is a very, very busy building,
It sounds like it.
not only as home of our youth theater, but it's a multi-use venue. So we do art classes, we do free space for nonprofit organizations, for rehearsals, for meetings. There are political forums there, conventions, rehearsals, weddings, parties, you name
Wow,
it.
you get the whole nine yards there. Okay, wow. Well,
And then some.
yeah.
And if they
It,
want to, if our listeners do want to learn some more, what's the best web address or best way to reach out and find out?
well, we're so busy, we have two websites. We do everything big.
Oh
So
boy, this is wonderful.
the official website for the Hanna Block Historic USO Community Arts Center is wilmingtoncommunityarts.org, all spelled out. And you can find information about the history of the building as well as its current activities and rental information as a community arts center. Thalian Association has a separate website about all of our theatrical performances and arts education, and it is thalian.org.
Thalian.org. Okay, we'll have both of those links on today's page on this particular show. So go,
Thank
so check us out on there, and we'll get them over there.
you.
Susan,
Great.
thanks so much for being a part of this. It's always great hearing this hub of things going on down in Wilmington. I've got to get in the car. I may be down there later this afternoon. So keep the door open.
Yeah, I'm not
when
in
he
the
should be
office
editing.
today. Don't come
Oh,
today. Come
okay.
Monday.
All right, I'll hold
You're
off for the weekend. That
Oh.
sounds good.
And
Wow.
Susan, just very quickly before we close out, I wanted to say that my late mother was a volunteer with the USO, and she worked out of the San Francisco airport. This would have been very late 60s into the early 70s, and I know she absolutely cherished that time her whole life, and that was one of the things in her life that I think that she was most proud of. So in that spirit, let me just say how much I appreciate, and I'm sure so many others do too, the things that you're doing to keep that part of your group's history alive.
Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing that about your mother. We all never need to forget. We always should remember. It's
Hear,
very
hear.
important. Yes.
Great. Hear,
Thank
hear.
you, gentlemen, so much. I have enjoyed this. Thank
Well,
you.
we've enjoyed having you on. Thank you. We'd also like to thank our audience for staying tuned. If you'd like to continue the conversation, we're always available at Camp Lehigh, the Captain America listeners base on Facebook. If you do like our show, don't forget to subscribe and leave a like at the podcast streaming service where you found this episode. Also, please check out our website, capminute.com, for the latest about our podcast topics and guests. And be sure to join us next time on the Captain America Minute.
I can do this all day.